Welcome to our podcast. Our topic for this program is PQRS reporting. And speaking with us today is Andrew Hadrich, Director of Operations for Select Therapy, a physical therapy practice with 4 outpatient locations throughout Minnesota. Andrew, welcome to our podcast.
Oh, thanks, Frank. Thanks for the opportunity to participate.
First off, Andrew, let's talk about one thing that makes Select stand out regarding PQRS. The practice began PQRS reporting in 2013, before many of your colleagues in the industry. What inspired this aggressive approach to PQRS compliance?
At our office, we really stay on top of insurance trends, Medicare requirements, and so on. And in 2013, we saw that Medicare was going to offer a half percent bonus if you complied with PQRS. So we wanted to take full advantage of that bonus. We also saw that in the future, there was a possibility that you might be penalized if you didn't participate. So we figured we better get started now because it only gets harder the longer you wait.
Andrew, why is using an all-in-one system that integrates clinical and financial information important for successful PQRS reporting?
Well, first, it ensures that all of our staff comply with and meet PQRS requirements. It's easy for our staff to forget that, hey, this person is Medicare, so I have to report on this. And when it's all in one, the system prompts you to report on each measure prior to signing off, so it improves compliance with staff. It improves the billing process overall. You know, our billing staff, after the therapist has done the note, they don't have to search for the right code within the note. The system automatically pulls that information from the note to the financial side of the software. And then on the management side, it's really easy to track. You know, there's no mystery of, well, did we meet the requirement or didn't we? I can pull up a report using the system, and I can have the numbers right now.
Your clinic had begun its PQRS reporting just a few months before you implemented Clinicient, which automates PQRS documentation and reporting. Andrew, what challenges did reporting on PQRS without automation create?
Well, that's a great question. Without a system that does it automatically, it's very difficult. First, I had to program all of the PQRS options for physical therapy in the system that we were using. And there was like 5 of them that applied to our outpatient physical therapy care. So I had to program each of them in the software as well as all of the different options underneath each measure. Then our staff had to remember that, hey, this is a Medicare patient. I need to port on these things. And then, so they'd have to select the proper amount of measures and be accurate with the measure they selected. Our billing staff had to then go through all of our Medicare notes and have to find, okay, well, they use this code to reflect the appropriate measure. And then that billing person had to then translate that into our claims. So the big thing was getting, first off, just staff to participate. I think before we switched to Clinician, even with, you know, reminders to the staff, some coaching, it was really difficult to get those numbers up to the 70-80% of completion just because people get busy and they forget. And then we'd also have essentially translation errors between the note and what the physical therapist was trying to report on and what was actually reflected in their claim. And that was just from using a billing staff member that either had made a transcription error or that just missed where it was in the note. So those were the big challenges. The system itself, when you read the requirements of PQRS, it's not challenging for a clinic to meet the requirements. The hard part is to let Medicare know that you're meeting the requirements. Because a lot of our therapists are already doing a lot of the things that PQRS requires. It's just a matter of supporting and documenting that you're doing those things. So yeah, it was very challenging to implement. I thought we did as good of a job as we could, but Clinician has sure made it a lot easier.
Tell us a little bit about the role your front desk and administrative staff play in successful PQRS reporting.
Well, the front desk is really key. I mean, I think to have a good clinic, you have to have an excellent front desk staff. Their specific role of PQRS is collecting the correct demographics on our patients. You know, we have to get the accurate information. We have to input it correctly so that the system can populate that information on our claims. So number one, just collection of information, making sure that we're getting if this patient's insurance requires a doctor's order, that we get that order. If there's an updated, or if there's a plan of care due, make sure that we're sending those out and that we're receiving them back signed. So that side of things. Also, on the insurance side of things, just collecting the right insurance and verifying that that insurance is valid and that it's effective. That is a challenge that is difficult to really address with staff. You know, a lot of times we're working with staff that may have little experience in healthcare, and now we have to explain, you know, health insurance and how it all works. So sometimes it takes our staff a little bit of time to really become competent with verifying insurance, but making sure that they're entering the right information, collecting the right information is critical. And that's critical in terms of PQRS because with clinician, the system's isn't going to ask you to report on PQRS if it's not a Medicare patient. So if the person wasn't entered as a Medicare patient and is on day one, you signed off on their note, or let's say that they gave you a Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance card, when in fact that plan was for last year, now this year they have Medicare, now you missed that opportunity to report on PQRS. So the front desk is key. For administration, the biggest piece with administration is just making sure that our staff understand, you know, what PQRS is, why it's important, how to properly use the tools that we've given them with clinician to report on it, and then run and review reports to ensure that we're complying with the requirements of PQRS.
Why is integrating PQRS measures with clinical documentation critical for PQRS compliance?
Well, you know, PQRS isn't just selecting the right measure. Really, the system was designed to help improve quality of healthcare, and a lot of the measures that we report on do help to both substantiate why this patient needs physical therapy, but it also forces healthcare workers to really look at important factors like medication. How bad is this patient hurting? You know, what's their pain scale? If they're at a fall risk, should you screen for it? Those are all things that PQRS is trying to encourage people to do, just to improve overall quality of care. If those things are done but not documented, the way that I was trained going through physical therapy school, if it's not in the note, it wasn't done. If you report on something and it's not documented, you don't have defensible documentation. If there was ever an audit, or whether it's internal or a Medicare audit, and that's not documented, I think that would pose problems when calculating your PQRS measures. So it goes beyond just a tool or an extra step. If you look at the philosophy of PQRS, those measures should be done. It's good to use standardized assessments. It's good to get somebody's pain rating at every visit. It's good to assess for fall risk, but then document it. And clinician really makes that easy to do. And so it's really a seamless system for us.
What metrics should clinic management keep track of to determine therapist PQRS performance?
Well, you know, the biggest measures are just our staff doing it. You know, are they actually completing the measures or aren't they? Are there measures that are missing? With clinician itself, unlike the way we were doing it before, I can pull up a report right now to this minute and give you the exact percent of our completion rates. I can also look at what measures we're completing. So for us, those are the two key pieces, completion and then if we're missing pieces to it, because that is effectively going to determine whether or not we meet their requirement. And, you know, for us in physical therapy, meeting that requirement with our Medicare patients is a big deal. If we don't, we could be looking at a 1.5% penalty in our reimbursement. And, you know, in ever-changing times in healthcare, that 1% could be the difference between a profitable year or a not profitable year, or translating that extra pay to higher pay for our staff, or new equipment, upgrades, things like that. So if anything that we can do on our end to take advantage of these systems that Medicare gives us, the better off our practices, the healthier our practices.
We've been speaking with Andrew Hadrich. Andrew, thank you for joining us.
Hey, not a problem. Anytime, Frank. Thanks for having me.